Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Creative Confidence by Tom Kelly argues that creativity is not a rare gift reserved for artists and inventors, but a practical capacity that can be learned, practiced, and strengthened. Drawing on the design thinking tradition associated with IDEO, the book reframes creativity as a mindset for solving everyday problems, from improving customer experiences to reshaping personal habits and career choices. A central idea is that many people lose confidence after early criticism or rigid schooling and then mistake that fear for a lack of ability. Kelly focuses on rebuilding confidence through small experiments, rapid learning, and a willingness to be imperfect. Instead of waiting for inspiration, readers are encouraged to take action, test ideas with real people, and treat setbacks as data. The book blends stories from business, education, and social innovation with concrete practices that help individuals and teams generate more ideas, collaborate more effectively, and turn insights into outcomes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, creativity as a skill, not a gift. A major theme is the shift from seeing creativity as a fixed trait to treating it as a learnable skill. The book challenges the myth that only a few people are creative and shows how that belief becomes self-fulfilling. If you assume you are not creative, you avoid trying, and you never build capability. Kelly emphasizes that creative behavior can be trained through repetition, exposure to new inputs, and structured problem-solving methods. This framing also changes how people define creativity. It is not only about producing something artistic, but about generating useful, novel options and making better choices. In practical terms, this means learning to observe carefully, ask better questions, and explore multiple solutions before committing to one. It also means recognizing that creativity often emerges from constraints, not the absence of them. By practicing in low-stakes settings, such as improving a meeting format or redesigning a routine, readers can build momentum. Over time, small successes become evidence that fuels confidence, making it easier to tackle bigger challenges and contribute ideas in environments where they previously stayed silent. Secondly, overcoming fear, criticism, and the inner judge. The book highlights that the main barrier to creative action is often fear rather than a lack of ideas. Many adults carry memories of being corrected, mocked, or graded, which teaches them to avoid risk and aim for safe answers. Kelly describes how an inner judge forms, a voice that predicts failure, discourages experimentation, and makes originality feel dangerous. Rebuilding creative confidence requires separating identity from outcomes. A failed attempt is not proof of inadequacy, it is information about what to try next. The book encourages readers to normalize discomfort and to treat early drafts as prototypes instead of final performances. Techniques include lowering the stakes, sharing unfinished work with supportive peers, and using clear, constructive feedback instead of vague criticism. Another approach is reframing anxiety as a sign that the work matters, and then channeling it into preparation and action. By confronting fear in small steps, such as speaking up with one idea in a meeting or testing a simple concept with a user, people develop resilience. This emotional skill is essential because creative work requires repeated exposure to uncertainty and the humility to learn in public. Thirdly, design thinking and experimentation for real problems. Creative confidence connects creativity to a disciplined process, often associated with design thinking. Rather than relying on sudden inspiration, the book promotes a cycle of empathy, idea generation, rapid prototyping, and testing. Empathy comes first because good solutions fit human needs, not just technical or managerial assumptions. Readers are encouraged to observe behavior, conduct informal interviews, and look for contradictions between what people say and what they do. Once insights are gathered, the goal is to generate many options, including unconventional ones, because early filtering can kill promising directions. Prototyping is positioned as a powerful shortcut to learning. A prototype can be a sketch, a storyboard, a roleplay, or a simple mock-up. Anything that makes an idea tangible enough to discuss and evaluate. Testing with real users reveals what works and what confuses, enabling fast iteration. This approach reduces risk because it replaces big bets with small experiments. It also changes team dynamics by making the work about learning rather than defending opinions. Over time, organizations and individuals can build a habit of continuous improvement, leading to smarter decisions and more innovative outcomes. Fourthly, collaboration, teams, and creative leadership. The book treats creativity as both individual and social. While personal confidence matters, many breakthroughs happen when diverse people build on each other's ideas. Kelly explores the conditions that help teams become more inventive, psychological safety, respectful debate, and a shared commitment to learning. Leaders play a key role by modeling curiosity, inviting participation, and rewarding experiments rather than only rewarding perfect results. The book underscores that brainstorming and ideation are most effective when structured, time-boxed, and supported by clear problem framing. It also highlights the importance of roles that encourage progress, such as facilitators who ensure balanced participation and builders who turn talk into prototypes. Another collaborative principle is that ideas need advocates, not just critics. Constructive critique can improve quality, but premature negativity shrinks the pool of options. Creative leadership also involves making space for iteration, protecting time for exploration, and aligning innovation with a purpose that people care about. When teens adopt these habits, creativity becomes a repeatable capability rather than an occasional burst. The result is better problem solving, stronger engagement, and an environment where people contribute beyond their job descriptions. Lastly, applying creative confidence to career and everyday life, a practical message of the book is that creative confidence is useful far beyond product design. It can reshape how people approach careers, relationships, health, and community challenges. Instead of viewing life choices as fixed paths, Kelly encourages a mindset of experimentation, try small moves, gather feedback, and refine direction. In career terms, this might mean prototyping a new role through side projects, informational interviews, or short-term collaborations before making a big switch. In personal life, it can mean redesigning routines, improving family communication, or finding new ways to manage stress and motivation. The book also points to the value of curiosity and observation as everyday tools. Noticing friction points, asking why something works the way it does, and imagining alternatives are skills that improve decision-making. Another emphasis is that creativity supports agency. When people believe they can generate options, they feel less trapped by circumstances and more capable of influencing outcomes. This shift can increase optimism and persistence, especially when facing complex problems that do not have obvious answers. By practicing creativity in daily contexts, readers build a durable habit that makes them more adaptive, resourceful, and confident over time. In conclusion, this book is well suited for professionals who want to innovate without being labeled creative, managers trying to build more inventive teams, entrepreneurs and students learning how to test ideas quickly, and anyone who feels stuck in routines or intimidated by uncertainty. It benefits readers by giving them a clear reframing of creativity as a learnable behavior and by emphasizing action over perfection. The practical value is that it helps people reduce fear, generate more options, and make smarter decisions through experimentation, which can improve both work outcomes and personal satisfaction. Compared to many creativity books that focus on inspiration or artistic expression, Creative Confidence stands out for tying mindset to a repeatable process associated with design thinking. The focus on prototypes, real-world feedback, and small bets makes the approach easier to apply immediately, even in constrained workplaces. It also addresses the emotional side of innovation, showing how confidence is built through evidence and practice, not hype. If you want a book that blends motivation with pragmatic methods for turning ideas into tested solutions, this one offers a balanced, actionable path that is worth buying and revisiting. If you would like to support Tom Kelly, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.